My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Knowing the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, today it's not even a luxury. It's a hands-down necessity. We need to be on top of our health, and we need to be, you know, realizing that many of the things we do on a daily basis are probably adding to the situation, rather than actually helping us out in a positive way. I mean, little simple things like the amount of sleep we get at night, the amount of water we drink, the amount of activity we get above and beyond what we do during the day, of course, the food that we eat, and of course, and how good we are about taking our supplementation. Something else to add to that, you know, the things that we do to make our body better and healthier, the things we put in our body, the things we put on our body, all of these things together really do make up a better, healthier person, or adversely, an unhealthy person. I think the biggest surprise that many people, you know, are alerted to is that the things that they do every day that they thought was okay or wasn't a big deal was actually one of the main reasons they were not feeling as well as they should. And that's a terrible realization to find out that we may be our own worst enemy. But you know what? We learn from it. We move on from it. We stop bubble wrapping it. We stop wrapping it with political correctness, and we just hit it head on and realize that we need to make a change. You know, we like things wrapped in bubble wrap. We love things, you know, given to us slowly and smoothly rather than just ripping the Band-Aid off and realizing that, okay, this is what I'm doing, and I need to do something different. A little bit rough, but you know what? I think we learned from that, because if we keep sugarcoating everything, we're never going to get anything done, because we always feel we have plenty of time. And we don't. So every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the relevant topics. The topics for today's world, the topics we should be talking about, and most of the time, the things we don't talk about enough. What I've learned in my four decades in this field is that most people want to feel better. I mean, seriously, who wouldn't want to feel better than they already do? Who wouldn't want to have more energy and sleep a better night's rest and have more of a positive attitude and, you know, and not be such a negative person and, you know, and really just kind of put yourself into a healthier mode of living? I think everybody wants to. I think a lot of us just don't know which way to go. And there's plenty of confusion out there to make things rough. So I bring you the best guest in the industry. I bring you the relevant topics. So maybe you'll take something away from every show. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producers, all of my show are always recorded, podcast, and archived. And they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Part of the process of getting healthy is being able to ask questions. You know, interestingly enough, you know, a lot of people say, well, I've always had that question, but I never asked it, you know, and it just kind of reminds me, you know, of this kind of a funny joke that I saw on Facebook. And, you know, it's about having questions and not asking them, or wanting something to happen, but out not applying yourself. And a funny joke, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. There was a lady that wanted to win the lottery. So every night she'd pray. She said, "Dear God, let me win the lottery." Week after week, month after month, after a couple of years, she's still praying every single night. Finally, in the middle of a prayer one night, God decides to speak to her, and he says, "Look, I'm trying to help you here, but you got to buy a lottery ticket." The point being, you can't want something to happen if you're not going to assert yourself and head in the right direction. Meaning, if you have questions, ask them. If you have ideas, bring them to fruition. Ask somebody around you, somebody that you know, somebody with great information so you can get the answer. Wondering is fine, but trying to find a resolution to that wondering, it's not going to happen if you do not have the availability of being able to get answers. I send you every day to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I think that it just makes good sense. As I travel around the country, I meet amazing people in stores all over the country. And I've learned one thing, that in this field, people are very giving. They're very understanding. They want to help. Stay Healthy takes it to the next level. They make sure that you have not only the best products to choose from, but they make sure that you are talking to people that are up to date and the most up-to-date information on the relevant topics for today's world. And that is so important, because when it comes right down to it, we're trying to get healthy and we need answers to questions, and we need people that are up to date and not just giving us information from 10 years ago, but giving us the newest, most up to date information, because things have changed. Things change all the time within the health and nutrition field. And I love that. But if you're not up to date, then you don't get the benefit, and neither do the people going into your stores and the people that you counsel, because you need to be up to date so that they can learn. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer with good reason? They're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of the highest quality products, and awesome prices every day. All of it in a full service environment. Meaning when you go in, you are treated the way we should be treated, the way we were when I was a kid when you used to go into a store. You got greeted, you got helped, your questions were answered. They had a great selection. They made sure that the experience in their establishment was awesome. And that's what you get at Stay Healthy. So I hope that you will put the importance of credibility, integrity, and great relationships, wrap it all into your healthy nutritional supplement taking, and go to Stay Healthy and see what it's like to work with people that are there to work with you. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho in Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their website. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Read all those industry articles. Their webpage is StayHealthyLasVegas.com. And, of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will keep you connected to them every single day. Well, almost every day, I get asked a question about dry skin, and usually it used to be during the winter months, but now it's obviously all year long. One of the things we have to remember is what we put in our body and what we put on our body is very, very important. I'm a huge believer in using omega-3 fatty acids. Obviously, I'm a huge believer getting those fish oils in your diet, you know, eating more of a Mediterranean diet, drinking plenty of water. When it comes to putting good oils in your body, today we're going to be talking about coconut oil. And the reason that I'd like to talk about this is because I think that coconut oil is such a time-honored tradition around the world, but here many of us still may be hearing about it for the very, very first time. I love talking about coconut oil internally because I think it is amazing for helping to make dramatic differences in our good health. I also am a huge believer in using it internally for helping to lubricate the skin from the inside. The coconut itself is quite intricate. It possesses a pretty wide variety of benefits for our health, primarily due to the fiber and its nutritional content. But it's the oil that makes it a remarkable source of food and medicine, and it has definitely earned its reputation. Oils and fats are composed of molecules known as fatty acids. They are classified other according to saturation or based on molecular length and size of a carbon chain within each fatty acid. Coconut oil is predominantly a medium chain fatty acid, MCFAs. And the effect of these medium chain fatty acids in coconut oil is that they are distinctly different from the long chain fatty acids found in other foods. In fact, the saturated and unsaturated fat in milk and eggs and meats and even plants and most vegetable oils are made of long chain fatty acids. So why is this relevant? Well, it's important because our bodies respond and metabolize each fatty acid differently. If a medium chain fatty acid found in coconut oil makes it special because these fatty acids do not have a negative effect on cholesterol. In fact, they're also known to lower the risk of heart disease and hardening of the arteries or arterial sclerosis. There are only a few dietary sources of medium-chain fatty acids, and the best known, of course, is coconut oil. The liver and the gallbladder do not need to digest and emulsify medium-chain fatty acids, resulting in instant energy, increased metabolic rate, and more heat production, as well as increased circulation. Now, when you look at the inner structure of coconut oil, lauric acid, L-A-U-R-I-C, is very, very present in the coconut oil. When it is present in the body, lauric acid is converted into monolaurin, a compound that is highly toxic to viruses, bacteria, funguses, and other organisms because of its ability to disrupt their lipid membranes and virtually destroy them. So monolaurin effective at treating things like candida and fungal infection, and even athlete's foot. It also targets bacterial infections and viruses like measles and even some of the things that affect our immune system like influenza. Researchers from the Philippines are studying the effectiveness of lauric acid for the immune system. I know there'll be plenty more information coming our way. Internally, externally, coconut oil is quite amazing for what it does to the body. So how much should we take every day? Most people take a tablespoon. Sometimes a tablespoon to two tablespoons. In the winter months, having organic coconut oil, you know it solidifies and turns into this white, creamy, kind of hard consistency. In the summer, usually it liquefies and it's liquid. I like using it in my smoothies. I use it for cooking. I use it for deep frying. I use it for stir frying. I add it into olive oil and balsamic vinegar as a salad dressing. So you have a lot of really, really good ways of using it, and you'll think of 100 more by the time you really start really getting into using your coconut oil on a daily basis. The truth about coconut oil is pretty obvious. Well, I guess obvious to anybody that's studied it. Back in the 1930s, Dr. Weston Price found South Pacific Islanders whose diets were high in coconut to be healthy and trim. The interesting thing about that study was he also found that heart disease was virtually non-existent. Now, similarly, in 1981, researchers studying two Polynesian communities for whom coconut was the primary caloric energy source found them to have excellent cardiovascular health and fitness. Where were all the clogged arteries? Sorry about that. I got a dry throat today. Where were all the clogged arteries and heart attacks from eating all of this evil saturated fat? Obviously, coconut oil was doing nothing to harm the health of the islanders. It's pretty surprising as you study more on coconut oil, because at the very beginning when I started studying it, I thought to myself, this is a saturated fat. We're trying to get away from the saturated fats. But the one thing is, this is nature's saturated fat, and it's organic coconut oil. Many times we have learned that many of the manufactured saturated oils, when they're hydrogenated oils or they are created saturated fats, those are the unhealthy ones. Those are the things that are actually causing us to, you know, have clogged arteries and have higher cholesterol levels and be more of a cardiovascular taxing on our body. So as we start to learn more and more about the benefits of using coconut oil, you've probably heard a lot of things about it over the last 50, 60 years. The majority of healthcare officials and the media have been telling you saturated fats are bad for your health. We know that a lot of the unhealthy ones are bad for things like cholesterol and obesity and heart disease and Alzheimer's. Meanwhile, during the same 60 years, the American levels of heart disease, obesity, elevated serum cholesterol have skyrocketed. When you study the Pacific Island populations, who get that 30 to 60% of this total caloric intake from fully saturated coconut oil, they have shown to have nearly non-existent rates of cardiovascular disease. So the thing is, you know, saturated fats are not all created equal. this word of created is really important. Hydrogenation manipulates vegetable and seed oils by adding hydrogen atoms while heating the oil, producing a rancid thickening substance that really only benefits processed food shelf life and corporate profits. Just about all the experts now agree, hydrogenation does nothing good for our body. These manipulated saturated fats are also called trans fats, and we should try to avoid them like the plague. The interesting thing is there has been great strides made in the area of trans fats. I'm not sure the duration, but I'm pretty sure it's over the next 5 years that trans fats will no longer be allowed to be in foods. Now, what they do instead of that, you know, may be better or worse, but at this point in time, trans fats will be disappearing. So let's talk about coconut oil. A lot of people love coconut oil because of the chance of it making good flavor to the food is very prevalent, but also a lot of people still don't even realize a lot of the internal benefits. You know, besides lubricating the body, it's also a great way to prepare your food. Barleans makes three different kinds of coconut oil, and I'm really glad that they did because they kind of went out on a limb doing this because most people know traditional coconut oil. You know, the traditional coconut oil has a tropical flavor to it. It's delicious. You know, as you use it in your food, you will taste a wonderful kind of a tropical flavor. It has this wonderful coconut flavor and aroma. The Barleans organic coconut oil is USDA organic, non-GMO verified, non-hydrogenated, solvent and chemical free. It's also kosher and vegan. Very, very effective for cooking as well as using topically on your skin. I try to have a container of the coconut oil in my shower because I love using it on my skin. And I will use the traditional. Unless you are someone who, and I hear this a lot from women, they'll say, I love the coconut oil, Jeff, but it gives me that coconut kind of smell on my skin. And I pay a lot of money for colognes and perfumes, and they kind of don't work well together. So when they came out with their culinary coconut oil, I thought it was a great idea twofold. Their culinary coconut oil gives you all the benefit for high heat cooking, no trans fats, but it has absolutely no coconut smell or taste. Now, why is that beneficial? Well, it's beneficial because if you're making foods where you want the benefit of coconut oil for the cooking, but you don't want the flavor of coconut oil to be in the food, the culinary oil is definitely good. Now, I have a lot of people that also buy the culinary oil because they want the benefit on their skin, but they don't want the tropical smell to their body or their skin. And I got to tell you, it gives you all the benefits to the skin, but there is not even a trace of the coconut smell that we get from the original topical or organic coconut oil. It does leave a little bit of a smell. I like it. I mean, I love the smell of coconut. But there are people out there that are not coconut people. They don't eat coconut, but they might want to benefit from the coconut oil on their skin. So the coconut oil, the culinary, not only great for the food, not adding flavor, but really, really effective for helping to make sure that you've got no smell on your skin at all, but you still get all the benefits. So I thought that was quite awesome. They came out with a third one, which I thought was amazing. It's the butter-flavored coconut oil. Now, I have really enjoyed this because you can use this rather than butter. You can use this for sautéing vegetables. I've actually put a spoon of it on a baked potato. It's incredible. It tastes like butter, but you're getting coconut oil, so you're putting something good in with no bad fat. I've done stir fry with it. I poured it over popcorn, which is one of my weaknesses. But it's delicious tasting. And you can use it on anything where you would use butter. I know people that'll use it on biscuits. They'll use it on bread. It just gives you a great butter flavor, but the benefits of coconut oil. And I just think that that's a really cool thing. I know today a lot of people eat popcorn. People don't realize that microwave popcorn is loaded with trans fats. It's just easy and it's convenient. We love it. But, you know, if you can dust off one of those old air poppers that you have underneath your sink or in a pantry somewhere, and you can pop your popcorn dry in an air popper and put it into like a brown paper bag, you can actually melt down some of this coconut oil and just sprinkle it over it in the bag and shake it up and sprinkle some Himalaya sea salt in there. And what's really good, a lot of people are not familiar, but a pinch of tarragon is a really nice flavor to add to your popcorn. I love it. And you just shake it up and then you pour it in a bowl. You will be amazed at the wonderful flavor of your popcorn. And I just think that this really does add a lot of flavor. And plus, it doesn't add any of the trans fats and the stuff we get from normal microwave popcorn. And Lord knows whatever that oil stuff is they put on at the movies. That's not, I don't even know what it is. I just usually know that I love popcorn, and when I leave the movie, usually my stomach doesn't feel good because of the oil that we put on the popcorn. So this is definitely something to keep in mind. So as we talk about uses for coconut oil, you're going to see that there's a lot of both internal and external. Coconut oil is amazing topically for your hair. It's a nourishing oil. It's been used for centuries in hair. It's also got unique fat composition, which makes it beneficial for certain hair types. It can be used as a hot oil treatment. You can also add a little coconut oil to shampoos and conditioners and use them that way. I know people that have really, really healthy hair, and they will do a hot oil treatment with coconut oil a couple times a month, where they wash their hair and then they towel dry and then they put the warm oil in their hair and they massage it in the scalp and they comb it through their hair, and they may wear a shower cap, you know, and just leave it on overnight. The benefits are amazing, both to the hair that you already have, but also what it does to the scalp and the conditioning of the scalp. Because sometimes using coconut oil also has a tendency to kind of break up some of that sebum built up and some of those clogged little pores on the top of the scalp. So the scalp does really well. Many people, you know, will have great healthy hair, but their scalps are really dry. And dry scalp is where we get things like dandruff and seborrhea and things like that. Hot oil treatments are amazing for that. If you've ever gone to a salon and they're working on you and they wash your hair, you know there's nothing better than a scalp massage, because there's just something better about having somebody massaging your scalp. But I mean, you could do that yourself, and you could put the oil on and massage that into your scalp. And I just think that it's a really good way to condition a part of your body that gets a lot of sun, gets a lot of heat, and dries the skin. But we don't think twice about conditioning it. We put oils on our body. We put lotions all over our body, our elbows, our knees, and our feet and hands and all that stuff. But when was the last time you put something moistening on your scalp? So definitely something to keep in mind. So I think what I'm going to do is just kind of go through some of these ideas of coconut oil, and I think that it'll just give you some ideas. We'll start with cooking first. Coconut oil, whether using the butter flavor, the culinary, or the traditional tropical, all three from Barlean's, they're all available at Stay Healthy. It's a great cooking oil with a very high smoke point. It's great for baking and for stir fries, or as a dairy-free replacement to butter, which means you can use it in baking rather than butter. And it does add a nice flavor. You can add it to foods or smoothies daily for extra energy. You can also emulsify it into coffee for a homemade coffee creamer. I would say at that point I would use either the culinary or the tropical. I don't think I'd be putting the butter in there. But who knows, you know, you might want to use that on your toast or your bagel. You can also use coconut oil to season cast iron skillets. I don't know if anybody still uses cast iron anymore, but every time I find cast iron skillets, I buy them, you know, sometimes even at estate sales and stuff, because you can clean them really well. And once they're all clean, you can re-season them, is where you put the oil on and you put them on and you heat them, and it just re-seasons the lining of the cast iron. I love cooking in cast iron. I think it just really puts out good food. A lot of people don't. They all go to the non-stick things now. But if you've ever cooked in cast iron, it's nice because you can use it on the stove and also inside the oven, because there's nothing to melt. It's literally all cast iron. You can use different kind of recipes, using it in smoothies, adding your coconut to yogurt is a really good thing to do. I have a friend, she just chimed in. She said when she makes her homemade salsa, which she does a couple times a week because she makes natural vegetable chips in her dehydrator, and she makes it for the kids when they come home from school, and they use these vegetable chips. They're crispy, but they're, you know, just thin slices in her dehydrator. She has them using that in the salsa rather than, you know, high calorie chips. And she said she always puts a couple tablespoons of coconut oil in her salsa. She said she also adds it to guacamole. She said, I add it to all my vegetables before I serve them. She goes, whether I'm stir frying or on the grill, she says, I always put coconut oil over the top. She goes, it's a great way to hide the oil, and it's a really good way to get it into our systems and our diet. So that's great. Thank you for that. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to continue because I want to hit as many of these uses of coconut oil as I possibly can. So a quick break. Remember to pick up all your Barlean's products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop full-service location. You're going to be so glad you went there. You're going to walk out with great peace of mind. In today's crazy world, I'll tell you what, that's priceless. We'll be right back with Barlean's and coconut oil. Don't go away.
Why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlean's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlean's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism, and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great tasting, fresh pressed, extra virgin coconut oil as only Barlean's can create. Barlean's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barlean's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barlean's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex natural peppermint flavored extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlean's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Have you been to Stay Healthy? Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. It makes getting healthy so much easier. It takes away the guesswork. It takes away the struggles of wondering where and how to get started. And it creates amazing relationships with these wonderful folks. They really do know what they're doing. And because they carry the best of the best, you're not going to make a mistake on choosing your supplementation. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade. So longevity, definitely on their side. So today we're talking about coconut oil. You can get your coconut oil, your Barlean's coconut oil at Stay Healthy. The culinary, which is the delicious non-coconut tasting oil. And then they have the butter flavored, and then they have the tropical oil. So pretty fun things to be able to talk about. Okay, I'm going to hit as many of these as I can here. So we're going to see what we can do here. All righty. Coconut oil. Eat a spoonful when you're looking for an energy boost. Use it as the base for a homemade body scrub. Now, in a body scrub, you can do a lot of different things. I used to recommend putting a teaspoon of sugar, table sugar, in your hand, adding a little water to it, and then using it as a scrub. What really works as a little bit of a better carrier is to put like a teaspoon of coconut oil in your palm, add about a teaspoon of sugar, and then mix it with your finger, and then scoop it up, dab it on your face, and use it as an exfoliant. It's amazing. The sugar will stay kind of abrasive for about a minute or so, and make sure you get as much of those areas and then rinse real clean. And then when you're done rinsing and your face is not sticky and everything's now back to normal face skin, take a little bit of the oil and massage it in your face. You'd be quite surprised. I posted something on Facebook yesterday, and you know, I know a lot of people spend a lot of money on night creams and emollient creams and all these things, and that's fine if it's making a difference for you. But I was challenging some people yesterday. I said, go to Stay Healthy, pick up some organic coconut oil, either the culinary or the irregular, your choice, and pick up a bottle of argan oil. And what I have people doing is using almost, well, probably about 3/4 of a teaspoon of coconut oil in your palm, and then put about 6 to 8 drops of argan oil in it and mix it together. And then massage it all over your face, your eyelids, down your side, over your ears, the back of your ears, your neck, all the way down onto your chest. And make sure that you take a little bit of that oil, put it inside the nose. Believe it or not, all that dry mucus tissue in there gets really dry, but a little bit of oil will keep your nose membranes really soft and moist. Use it on your lips. Guys that have facial hair, you can massage it and just kind of rub it, and it will go right through the facial hair down to the skin, which is very important. It's great to have your beards and mustaches nice and soft, but if the skin underneath is dry, who are we fooling? We got to get that skin nice and healthy. And I was challenging people to try this for a month every night, you know, to see how they do. And I've had many people that have been using it for a while, and, you know, they won't do anything else. A lot of them will, when they travel, they'll mix up a bottle of coconut oil and they'll take a separate bottle of their argan oil with them because they want to make sure they do it every night. And it's quite nice the way it makes your skin feel. When you get up in the morning, like I get up in the morning, by the time I get into the bathroom, I like to shave. My skin is still soft. You know, so you can use a little bit of shaving cream and shave and go ahead and rinse. And then when I get out of the shower, I just use a little bit of coconut oil and just massage it in. Your face just drinks in that oil. And then at nighttime, you've got the coconut and the argan, the Moroccan argan oil, you know, has been used for centuries in Morocco to work on hair and skin. You combine these two powerhouses and you are really doing something awesome for your skin. Let's face it, when our skin is dry, it wrinkles. And when we have more wrinkles that are more visible, we look older. And when we look older, we feel older. You know, so if you are someone in the sun, at the end of the day, putting this oil back on your face will replenish what is taken out. If you're in the pools during the day, the chlorine strips a lot of your natural oils. If you wear a lot of makeup and then you strip the makeup off at night with the makeup removers, it removes oils as well. You know, of course, internally drinking plenty of water and using a tablespoon of coconut oil every day internally is also going to make a dramatic difference. And of course, using, you know, check out the Barlean's fish oils and the flaxseed oils, because they're also going to give you that internal lubrication. It is about a lube and oil. It's just as important for your car as it is for your body. Got to have the oils. Lubricate the joints, lubricate the skin, lubricate the lining of the intestines. And of course, topically, making everything nice and soft and healthy. Have you heard about oil pulling? That's something I try to talk about when I do the shows all the time. Oil pulling is the process of putting coconut oil in your mouth. They use other oils as well, but I think coconut's the best. And swishing it around your mouth for about 10 to 15 minutes. Now, you may think that that's no big deal, but it's like getting a timed Oral-B toothbrush the first time when you find out how long 2.5 minutes is for brushing, and you find out that your entire life you were probably brushing for 20 seconds. Because once you start having a timed, you know, brushing your teeth kind of allotment of time, you find out how long 2.5 minutes is. So if you figure 10 to 15 minutes for swishing, you're going to be quite surprised. Now, what we find with the oil by swishing is it gets under the gum line. It works on plaque. It also kills bacteria. It kills a lot of garbage in the mouth. But what I recommend doing is don't be too vigorous with your swishing. Do it nice and slow because your jaws are going to get tired, I guarantee you. Just lightly swish it around from side to side. You know, when I do the oil pulling, I'll do it in the morning right after I shave. So I'll put the oil in my mouth and I start swishing. I'll go down, I'll feed the dogs. By the time I'm done feeding the dogs, I can go upstairs, jump in the shower. By the time I'm getting out of the shower, I'm at my 15 minutes. And then I just spit it out. Don't swallow it. Spit it out. Because there's a lot of bacterial and plaque and probably food particles. And then when I get out of the shower, I rebrush my teeth. But I'll tell you what, it's made a dramatic difference. It makes your teeth whiter. It makes your teeth and your smile better. It really kills bacteria. It's wonderful for your gums. People ask all the time, how often should you do it? Maybe once a week, even a couple times a month. Oil pulling is very, very effective, but very, very beneficial. Somebody just chimed in and they said, you were talking about dry nose membranes. I use the coconut oil. I think I got the idea from you years ago. I use a Q-tip and I wet each end and squeeze the water out. And I put coconut oil on both sides. And each side I use in a different nostril. And I put the oil up in my nose almost every night. And I don't have those dry areas in my nose that used to bleed. Well, it's just a really good oil. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, we have talked about it here before. I think it's wonderful. I like using it on wounds. I like using it on sores. I have a friend of mine, and she called and asked if she could use it because it's bacterial, antibacterial and anti-germicidal. She could use it on a wound on her horse. And I said, yeah, why not? It's antibacterial. So she's been using it on her horse, and it's done amazing things for helping with conditioning that area and helping that area heal a little faster. And she also had a really bad rash on the back of her horse. And, you know, they treated it with an antibacterial and antifungal, but the coat was just looking really bad. And she goes, can I use coconut? I said, absolutely. So she just massages the coconut oil in. She said the hair is, all the old funky hair has fallen off and nice, fresh, nice hair is coming in really nice. And I said, absolutely. We learn a lot about this stuff by hitting and trial and erroring. Because, like, here's another one. I just said, you know, Jeff, I've been using the coconut oil for hemorrhoids for a long time. I used to use suppositories and they didn't work really well, but since I've been actually taking it internally and using it topically, the inflammation is completely gone. Here's a mom. Mom's saying, hi Jeff, love your show. Use this on baby diaper rash and cradle cap. It works incredible. I've had three babies over the last like 7 years, and every one of them, I massage it on the baby's head. I use it on their bottoms. I use it after diaper changes. I use it on their feet, and their skin are fantastic, and I've used it every single time. Thanks for reminding me. I have women that also use it in some of the uncomfortable areas when they have things like yeast infection and vaginal dryness and discomfort. Coconut oil is very, very effective. Because it's so easy to use and so gentle, you know, the wonderful thing is we can use it as often as we like. And I really do like that idea of being able to have something that I can use on a daily basis and comfortably be able to use it every day. Can you use it right out of the container on your skin? Absolutely. You can use it all over your body. That's why I say I like keeping one in the shower. Because after you're done with the shower and you know, just a little moisture left, if you just take a little bit of the oil, you can massage it up your arms, down your legs. You can massage it, you know, on your chest or breast area for women. You can use it on your tummy. You can apply it everywhere, and it really, really is good. Here's another one. Hey, Jeff, I'd like to use the coconut oil as a pre-shave and aftershave. Since I've been doing it, I don't cut my face anymore. I use a light coat, then I use my shaving cream, and then I shave, and then I rinse, and I use a little bit on my hand and recondition my face, and I don't get those dry areas anymore. Cool. That's awesome. Jeff, I like to massage it to my hair endings. I used to have a lot of split ends, and I don't do that anymore. I do that hot oil treatment you spoke of once or twice a month, but every day when I get done washing my hair, I comb my hair, I massage a little bit of the coconut oil into the ends with my fingers and pull it through, and no more split ends. Jeff, can it be used as a massage oil? Absolutely. And you can also add things like essential oils to it. You know, I have a friend that's, I have many friends that are massage therapists, and one of them uses the coconut oil and he warms up the oil a little bit. And when someone is looking for more of a really deep relaxing, he'll add a couple drops of lavender oil. If someone is getting a real deep tissue massage, he'll add some peppermint oil because he said it just really works well. And He said it's just so natural, and it just, your hands just glide, and the skin doesn't get sticky, and it's good for the skin. So wonderful. Let me see. Oh, got another feedback on the coconut oil and the sugar scrub. Jeff, I have a great idea, and maybe you could pass it on. I've been exercising a lot, and then I saw an article one time, and I decided to try it. So I took your facial scrub idea and decided to use it on a thigh cellulite scrub. So what I do is I take coconut oil. I have it in my shower, and I have a ledge there. And what I do is I take coconut oil, add a teaspoon of sugar, and I use it on my thighs, and I massage those cellulite areas to increase circulation. Because what I've learned is that cellulite is just circulation areas that are not getting as much blood flow into the fatty tissue. It's made a dramatic difference. I've told all of my girlfriends about it as well. So hopefully you'll get time to read this so somebody else can try it too. You know, another thing, a lot of us don't realize that when you take coconut oil internally, it actually is very good for your digestive system. It has also antibacterial properties, so it also, you know, kind of helps to make our stomach work a little bit better. Can you use it if you're using digestive enzymes and probiotics? Of course. You know, I think it's wonderful. Breastfeeding moms can also use this in their bodies internally. It enriches their milk supply and passes on the lauric acid, which will turn into monolaurin for the kids as well. Very, very healthy. People that use coconut oil a couple times a day will find that their cravings for food in between meals when they're trying to cut down really do diminish dramatically. Jeff, can we use it topically for eczema? My doctor told me to use almond oil, but it just seems like it kind of lays on the surface. So I'm wondering, can I use coconut oil? Absolutely. There is a lot of dermatologists that recommend using coconut oil. It's very penetrating. You might want to try the culinary. There's no smell, but if you don't mind the smell of the tropical coconuts, you can use the original. I don't think the butter one would be a good idea, but the other ones would be perfectly fine. Let me see. Jeff, I had some really irritated areas in my mouth from getting a bunch of dental work done, and I actually took coconut oil and massaged my gums with it, and they seemed to heal very fast. When I went back to the dentist 3 days later to have the next round of treatments, he asked me what I was using on my gums, and I said coconut oil, and he said, I'll make a note of that. He goes, the difference is dramatic. So he now recommends coconut oil for people to use on their gums. I am going to try the oil pulling that you talked about today, because I'm finally done with all my dental work. Hey, Jeff, have you ever talked about athlete's foot and coconut oil? It is antibacterial, anti-germicidal, and antifungal. So because I have three teenage boys that are athletes, I started giving them containers, and they put it on their feet and wear white socks to bed. No more athlete's foot. So hopefully somebody will benefit from that. Here's another one. Jeff, have you ever suggested using the coconut? Well, everybody's onto this today. I love it. Have you ever suggested using coconut oil for helping tattoos heal? I haven't. You know, I can't see why it would be a problem. I think I would probably use the culinary, which is the one with no smell. But it's a wonderful oil. It's very lubricating. What they usually recommend is just a basic drugstore cream. So why not? I don't think it would adversely affect the color of the tattoo. I mean, I'd love to hear from somebody. And I just did. She says, I do permanent makeup, and I recommend using the coconut oil around the eyes and around the lips for permanent makeup healing. So why not for a tattoo? There you go. All right. Thank you. Oh, loving you guys are wonderful today. Thank you so much for tuning in and for chiming in. Jeff, I use coconut oil for moisturizing and cleaning my leather products. I know it sounds weird, but I've used it on my boots. I've used it on my saddles. I've used it on my bridles and stuff for my horses. It conditions and makes the leather just shine. There's a lot of tooling work that's been done on my saddles, and it just makes the saddles healthy, if you will. Well, you know what happens with leather is it gets dry, and sometimes leather cracks because of the dryness. And we don't think about, you know, we think that it's just, we never have to do anything to it other than clean it. But conditioning, I have a friend that used to always use oils and stuff on the saddle and bring it home, put it on a stand right in the living room and use his coconut oil and oils to lubricate the saddles. I mean, it makes good sense, doesn't it? I mean, everything gets dry. Jeff, you spoke about this once before, and it's been great for me. I have competitive border collies. I know you have border collies as well. They run agility, and we travel around the country. A lot of times they're walking on pavement and cement and asphalt and dirt. And I started, you know, a couple times a week massaging their feet with coconut oil on their pads. At the beginning, they were kind of squeamish. Now they lay back like it's a spa treatment, and I massage their pads on their feet. And if they lick it off, it doesn't hurt them. And I also find out that maybe a couple times a week, I'll throw a tablespoon in their food just to give them, you know, some lubricating oils from the inside. I also use the flaxseed oil from Barleen's, and I add that to their food daily. So thanks for the show today. Great timing. It seems like a lot of people are chiming in. Yeah, I think so. This is awesome. So I want to talk once again about the products from Barleen's. There's three of them. The original is in a black container. It says organic coconut oil on the front. It's got the island fresh smells and taste. It tastes like delicious fresh coconut. And I love coconut. So for me, I love this. The culinary came out the last couple of years, and it's in a white container. And it says culinary high heat cooking oil. So what's the difference? They're both organic coconut oil. The difference is it's just the tropical smell and taste have been taken out of the culinary. And with good reason. There's people that want to use this on their skin, but they don't want to smell like they've just been to the beach. Some people don't want the tropical taste, the coconut taste in their food, because they're using it for different kinds of cooking or food preparation where they don't want that tropical taste because they want the taste of the food they're making to shine and come through, but because coconut can be overpowering. And then on their skin, they may wear beautiful perfumes and colognes, and they want that smell, and they don't want it fighting against a coconut smell on the skin. I get it. So that was a really good addition to the line. And then, of course, the butter-flavored that you can use like butter. It's all the benefits of the coconut oil, all the benefits of all the good stuff that goes along with it. It's still USDA organic coconut oil, but it has a butter flavor. This is really good on vegetables. It's really good on a baked potato. It's really good on a baked yam or sweet potato with a little cinnamon on top. It's delicious. And of course, on popcorn. But you can use it on almost anything. You can use it in baking. You can use it as an alternative to butter in your baking for cakes and pies and cookies and things like that. So, you know, give it a try, especially if you love to cook and you love butter flavor with food, but you're also trying to cut down on the heaviness or the fat in your diet. Keep in mind the butter flavored coconut oil. You get the benefit, but you don't have to worry about any of the negative aspects of it. It's all just wonderfully positive. Jeff, have you ever suggested that somebody brush their teeth with coconut oil? Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to give you any kind of major cleansing, but it's very good for the teeth and the gums. I would probably follow that with the toothpaste as well. A lot of people are using the charcoal today. I have a friend, and she uses the charcoal powder, and she mixes the charcoal powder with her coconut oil, and that's what she uses to brush her teeth. So you can be very, very creative. I mean, there's so many things. There's really not a bad way of using coconut oil. You know, if you've got really, really dry skin on your body, think about using the coconut oil. It really makes a dramatic difference. It makes the skin feel soft and silky. And, you know, it's the summer now. Everybody's exposed a little bit more. They're wearing short sleeves and shorts and all that kind of stuff. You know, but if your skin is really, really dry, you know, it's uncomfortable to have dry skin. You know, so definitely keep it in mind. I have a lot of people that are entertainers, and I have a lot of people that are dancers, and they have body that exposed a lot, and they use the coconut oil as well because it's very inexpensive and it's very effective. So definitely keep it in mind. Jeff, I use the coconut oil as a lip balm. I keep a little bit in a little bottle, and in the summer, of course, it gets liquidy. In the winter, it's kind of creamy, but I apply it to my lips 2-3 times a day, and my lips do not peel anymore. They don't get dry anymore. They don't get irritated. They're always soft. And it's something that I just started doing a long time ago, and I haven't changed. Well, there's no reason. Let me see. Mm-mm-mm. Can I add coconut oil to a little bit of mayonnaise to use on my kids' sandwiches? Sure. You can actually just take the coconut oil and just brush it on the bread. It'll penetrate into the bread, or mix it with whatever you're putting on there. I have a lot of people that add coconut oil to tuna and chicken salad and turkey salad and shrimp salad. And I have people that use it for so many different things. You're not going to find a bad way. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about it. So I hope you'll take the time to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and let them become your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. I love sending people to Stay Healthy because to me it makes really good sense. You have such knowledgeable people. You've got great expertise of information. You're people that are up to date knowing what's going on, you know, and they carry the best of the best. Today, nutrition has changed dramatically. There's so many different versions and so many different selections. It's really overwhelming, you know. But if you go somewhere where they always carry the best in every category, you can't make a mistake. I mean, whether you're choosing a flaxseed oil, a fish oil, a coconut oil, whether you're choosing a whole food multiple vitamin, they carry the best of everything. So I think you're going to really, really enjoy heading over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They really do make it easy for you to get healthy. And as you create these great relationships, it's great to have a go-to person with the most important subject in your life, which is your health. I mean, I tell everybody all the time, you need to have an awesome health food store, a great mechanic, a great accountant. You got those three things, you're doing really good. But Stay Healthy is one of those places you want to hold on tight to. I talk about them every time I travel around the country. I talked about them because I think that they're awesome. And I think that they really do set the standards high for people that want to get healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store. And read those industry articles. Remember, information, it's the key to a healthy life and keeping you in the know. And it's very important today. And don't forget to like them on Facebook. Their Facebook posts are educational, and you'll be connected to them every day. They've got great in-the-know information. They've got events and specials, and they even talk about the drawings that they do in the store. Two of their drawings this month will be coming up at the end of the month. The two this month, and they do so many different companies. Barleans has done them. So many of the big companies have done them. This month, it is Nature's Way and Nordic. So definitely give them just baskets. Go in and fill out the little slip. Companies are working with Stay Healthy because they know that they are working with us, the consumer, and they put a lot of time and energy in there. So they put together these baskets to donate at the store and to raffle them off through the drawings. And I just think it's a wonderful service that Stay Healthy does. So remember to go there and become part of the Stay Healthy family. Bring your questions with you because you'll be sending me a message after you come back and come out of the store and saying, what a great idea to send me there. Thank you. I hear it every day. Most of the day from people that are going for their first time. Get as healthy as you can. I thank you for taking the time to tune in because I bring you the information every day. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I try to make sure that you've got the best information, the up-to-date information, the relevant information. I also bring you some of the best educators and guests in the industry, everything from company founders to formulators to scientists to herbalists to the people that are out there in the trenches teaching and informing and educating. The best of the best. I've been very blessed over the years to have the best on my show. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can go there, click on the archive icon, download the on-demand podcast when it's convenient for you. And that's a wonderful thing. Today's technology is awesome. You know, you can be at the gym on the treadmill and download a show on coconut oil or download a show on your health or on cholesterol or on blood sugar or men's issues or women's issues or the bones or the joints and learn a little bit while you're on the treadmill. Because some of these guests that I bring you, if not all of them, are awesome. I think they're all awesome. I go back and I listen to the shows all the time because I always pick up things that I missed. Because when you're talking and interviewing, you miss some of the stuff, so I go back and make sure that I catch it the second or third time, and you know I always learn something from my own shows, so I hope you'll take the time to do that as well. Remember, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and click the like button. Let's stay in touch on Facebook. I'm answering your questions right on my Facebook page and making sure that I have up-to-date information to keep us all as healthy as we possibly can. Remember, I post my shows in the morning with the topics so you know what's upcoming. Check out the Barleans Coconut Oil at Stay Healthy. Have a great day. Do something awesome for yourself. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.